Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Sasha Wilkerson, the communications manager at the Lenawee Humane Society, along with Danielle Grissom, the behavior manager at the Lenawee Humane Society. And of course, we're talking about the Lenawee Humane Society. Welcome, girls.
Thanks for having us,
Kath. So, lots of things are always going on over there. And of course, we want to talk about our pets. So dogs and cats.
Yes. So we have a full shelter right now. We've been kind of saying that all summer, but it's real. We do. And we have tons of awesome dogs and cats looking for homes right now.
I know we're having fun with the show that you're doing every other Wednesday on WLEN with the Wagging Wednesday.
Yes.
To kind of help with the adoption processes. And that seems to be going pretty good.
Oh, it is. Yes. We love spotlighting our animals there. Then we get calls pretty much right after the radio show. So we're hoping the same thing might happen now.
There you go. So are you at capacity then right now with dogs?
We are. So as soon as one gets adopted, we have one more coming in to take its spot.
There you go. There you go. It doesn't surprise me. Danielle, because you're a no-kill shelter,
mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Yep. Yeah.
And as a behavior manager, what does that mean? Does that mean you get to work with Ted Aranda really close?
I do love Ted, yes. Yeah. But basically what I do is try to help the dogs and cats be as peaceful as possible while they're at the shelter.
Okay.
So if they're having an issue, whether it's just being mouthy, not walking that great on leash, you know, just trying to get them through their issues while they're with us.
There you go. Well, Sasha, it's got to be a little traumatizing for them to be in a kennel.
It is. So we tell a lot of people that it's like false advertising when you come into the shelter and you see a lot of aroused dogs. I mean, imagine sitting in a tiny room with nothing to do. You're going to go a little bit crazy. So we do our best to get them out, to walk them, you know, play with them, enrich mm-hmm. them. But really, they need homes. They need mm-hmm. out of the shelter. And then they're going to be their best self.
Exactly. And with doing that, the different activities, though, you have a lot of volunteers that help do that.
We do. And it's such a good volunteer job because who doesn't want to stop in after school, walk some dogs, or know that you're taking a dog and helping relieve his stress for a few hours. It's really nice.
Exactly. And Danielle, you probably also have people that help with cleaning up the pens and washing laundry.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with having so many animals right now, it definitely helps because we have a lot of poop.
A lot of poop.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to change those litter boxes. So.
That's right. Perks of the job.
Well, and so you have a little issue too going on right now with cats, a virus that I've never heard of. What's that all about?
Yeah. So a lot of people know that recently we helped with a big hoarding case. So we had 31 cats come in from the same location. About a quarter of those cats did test positive for feline leukemia. So this is a virus that is contagious to other cats, and it's not curable. So most shelters have policies in place where they euthanize these cats because they're not going to have a long life. But we have realized that we adopt out senior pets, too. They're not going to have a long life.
Right.
So these guys are pretty much the same thing, but without the chronic senior issues.
Okay.
So we are adapting these guys out, educating people. So if you've got a vaccinated cat at home or no cats at home, the virus isn't contagious to dogs or people.
Okay. How do you find out that they have this? Is it a blood test?
Yep, it's a blood test. We test them for feline leukemia and FIV, and then it would just show up positive on there.
Okay.
But other than that, like, you can't tell that they have the feline leukemia. Okay. Other than the test.
So personality-wise, they're just fine.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just that we know they're going to have a short lifespan. And yeah, you could still get a lot of love out of that cat.
They're probably the nicest cats that we have in our shelter right now.
There you go.
We're obsessed with them.
Well, that's probably why they're so nice, because you guys are playing with them all the time.
Yeah, we can't help it.
So, of course, we appreciate all the volunteers that help with the process. But one of the great things that you do every year is called the Howl-O-Ween Ball.
Yeah. So I know summer's not completely over for all of us, but it is time to talk about the Halloween Ball. Registration is open, and it's our big signature fundraiser. A lot of people don't know, but we don't get tax dollars. So we are not supported by anything but your donations and fundraisers. Mm-hmm. So come and attend the ball, and you'll help us save all of our dogs and cats, these FELV cats too. All of it's huge. It's all connected, and we need you more than you know.
Exactly. Danielle, it also helps with spayed, neutering, tagging, microchipping, all that kind of stuff is all expensive. And so fundraising efforts help with that.
Yeah, every single animal that comes into the Humane Society is fixed and everything chipped. So, yeah, when we constantly have animals coming in, it definitely helps.
Exactly.
So it's not free.
No. Taking care of animals is not free. Of course, even people donate food. And I know you appreciate getting like older blankets and things like that, because some of them you just have to use and throw.
I'm nodding my head, yes. Yes, people can't see that.
Yes.
Any kind of donations, we'll take them. Mm-hmm. Dog food, cat food even. We go through it really, really fast.
Yeah, dog toys, toilet paper, paper towels, literally anything.
So when is the Howl-a-ween ball?
The Howl-a-ween ball is October 12th.
Okay.
The doors open at 6 p.m. We've got lots of things planned this year. Martina Hahn, the speed painter, is coming back this year. Mm-hmm. The photo booth is my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. That's going to be there. But there's a cash bar and dinner. There are costume contests. You do not have to dress up if you don't want to, but it does make things fun. And then the main point, we have live and silent auctions.
And the location this year?
It's going to be at the Adrian Tobias Center. So at Adrian College, valet parking is available. So
oh, there you go.
We're going to be fancy.
That's nice, because some of the parking, the larger parking structures are a little bit far away from the Tobias. So that'll be great to have.
That's
valet
right.
Parking.
We will spoil you. Just come support us.
There you go. And they can find out more information. I'm sure you're putting lots of things out there on Facebook and your website.
Yeah. So please follow us on Facebook. Lenawee Humane Society will pop right up. And then, of course, on our website, registration is open. So lenhumanesoc.org.
There you go. Well, Sasha and Danielle, I want to thank you both for coming in and talking to us, and wish you great success with the Howl-a-ween ball.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities, as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.